Hello everybody, it's time to celebrate spring. Well, it's almost the end of spring. 1st of May is officially the beginning of summer in the United Kingdom. I often ask people, when does summer begin in the UK? They often say never. All right, and look at this. I don't know much about plants. We've got some cow parsley, it springs up. I mean, spring comes so suddenly, because I always remember the first snowdrop in January. There's a delightful tradition in Romania of giving the first snowdrop you see to the one you love. I mean, they're so cold because often snow on the ground when they start growing. And a lot of the other plants I can't even identify. Well, they see the stinging nettles. I know the Germans call them burning nettles. Are these bluebells? And you see then there's even all this ivy all over that tree. And these blossoms are past their best now. You know, I was thinking about, you know, that The Selfish Garden by Oscar Wilde, saying they break out into delicate peach and pearl and so forth. So anyway, the whole place is just so full of life. Anyway, we're luxuriating in the verdure, and then it becomes almost impassable, these little pathways like this. What else is there? Then there's a greensward over there. It's like liberally carpeted in daisies and dandelions. So pick them up and go, because if you're not from the British Isles, I don't know if they grow everywhere, then all the fluff goes. Anyway, and I remember reading, what is it, that Evelyn Waugh novel, how can I not remember it, Brideshead Revisited, saying, you know, there was a rare glory of June days. Okay, we're not in June yet, but the air is thick with meadowsweet. And then I can see, yeah, you were saying it's about liberally carpeted with daisies, buttercups and so on, and it's just idyllic. It's warm, but it's not too hot. I mean, it's very seldom too hot in the British Isles. And look at these ones. I don't know what they are. So it's just so pleasant to be around, and then you catch the scents of summer. So it's fragrant and everything like that. And I just rejoice in really these simple things and seeing the full canopies and the trees. So it seems like the trees go from bare to suddenly have full canopies. Like I noticed the first, those flowers in February, and they're tulips. Is it by the end of February? Certainly in March, they're loads. So the colours and the smells, and obviously the birds have migrated back from Africa. I remember as a schoolboy looking out the window, was it towards the end of the Lent half, and then seeing so many birds in a line, one after the other. They're all coming back from Africa one evening. So yeah, there we go. So starting to hear bird song, probably in February. And you know that obviously summer's not too far away. So it is splendiferous, highly delightful. You wouldn't want to be without it. And then I don't know anything about trees, being no arborist. I can't really recognize most of them. Those are they horse chestnut trees, the ones that produce the conkers? But those trees which have got the candles, as it were, those light-coloured stems, which are sort of yellowish, pinkish as well, so colloquially known as candles, obviously something to do with the seeds. And these trees, I don't even recognise. Those aren't oaks, are they? Are they very young oaks? Trying to work out from the leaves, because the great oaks of the English constitution will call these ducal families. And look at that. Okay, and they give off this aromatic smell as well. How about that? But the daisies don't last that long, and you know, it's not yet too dry because the grass gets yellowed out. I remember seeing Hyde Park where the grass was largely yellow. Remember, my God, it's 20 years ago, was the beginning of that summer term. People were told, even though it was raining heavily, that there was going to be drought. And they did a skit about that, what's her name, that Miss Kirkwood, that Scottish weather presenter, saying, oh, try not to use up too much water when you're drowning, yeah? Okay, and look at that, those buttercups down there. So anyway, best things in life are free like this. You see them twittering away? What is the bird song all about? I mean, it must be communication, or is it a mating call, or what? Otherwise, what is the purpose of it? Are they wasting their effort? And these ones, see, I can smell them from here as well. I don't know what they're called. I'm never going to get into plants. I've never been a gardener. I've got no green thumb. And then we'll come to the ones with the candles. But the stinging nettles are the only things which are unwelcome about this time of year. Or at least call them burning nettles in German. But now that the trees are in full leaf, you can't see through things quite so well. But it's a very forested area where I live. Well, I shan't say where I live. It's not too far from Londinium. Okay, so are you happy now that spring is here? And then the very long days, well, as in of sunlight. What else was I going to say? So it's just pleasant to be outside, feel the air against my skin. And then it's not too humid. It was quite windy. Some mornings, was there even frost a few mornings ago? Do I delude myself? It's rather chilly, but warms up a lot. It's one of those days one can't dress properly because it's rather cold to begin, such a fresh start. But then it's warm by the afternoon. You see there, what I'm talking about, the candles in those trees. Who can tell me what species these trees are? I really don't know anything about them, okay? And so watch out, they're thorn bushes. So that's it. Are you delighted that there's such good weather around, the plant life? Now, why on earth do people take summer holidays if you live in Ireland or Great Britain? Because the summer's the only time it's very agreeable to be here. So I would love to stay here in summer. It's the chillier, frosty season when I would like to get out of Dodge. And how about these ones? What are these called? These very special, are they petals? Wow. Anyway, so I'm very happy about that. Just cheers me up on the choo-choo train, looking at all the plant life, going wherever I am. Quite a few squirrels around. You know, when the lambs are born and you see little rabbits skipping around and so forth. So, highly delightful. And I can smell it yet again. So, anyway, a feast for the senses. Yeah, I take pleasure in nature like that. What do you think? And it doesn't cost you a penny. So nice to be around rather than depressing comfort eating inside and taking exercise and then cycling. It's too windy, it's rather wet. You might slip on the roads, there's poor visibility, might crash into you. It's ghastly having to wear too many layers. Comfort eating, putting on too much weight. A bit of seasonal affective disorder, you know, SAD. I don't think that's where you get the word sad from, because they've only come up with the concept of seasonal affective disorder some time ago. But weather can have a big impact on my mood, you know, if it's tenebrous outside, so overcast, and it's gloomy in both senses. What say you? Anyway, what are you doing to celebrate the summer? So then on 30th of May in Oxford, there'll be the all-night parties, and then people stay up to the dawn on the 1st of May, Magdalen College Chapel Choir, go to the top of Magdalen Tower, and they sing to the dawn about 5 a.m. to welcome the dawn. They sing that hymn in Latin, I can't remember what it's called, and that is official start of summer. There's a street party with thousands of revellers below, whichever day of the week the 1st of May happens to fall upon. Now, there's the May Bank holiday, which is the first Monday in May. So it's a three-day weekend, and likewise, the last Monday in May is also bank holiday, so it's half term as well, so it's a three-day weekend. Right, so how happy are you about spring? When does spring officially happen? So spring springs very suddenly. It's just maybe just imperceptible. How does it go from the trees that may have no leaves to having a full canopy overnight? I don't think it's that. But methinks that some flowers really do grow suddenly. It's just not there at all. And overnight it will grow several centimetres and then you'll see it. So, yeah, delighted about that. I mean, daffodils, they're one of the first ones that grows. There are not so many tulips. I remember running down the drive at school and deliberately smashing into loads of daffodils. Very wicked of me. All right, thanks everybody. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate to PayPal, georgecallan79@gmail.com, and enjoy the spring.